And so our scripture reading tonight is from Psalm 22. Some of it may be familiar to you. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why are you so far from helping me, from the words of my groaning? Oh my God, I cry by day, but you do not answer, and by night, but find no rest. Yet you are holy, enthroned on the praises of Israel. In you, our ancestors trusted. They trusted, and you delivered them. To you they cried and were saved. And in you they trusted and were not put to shame. And it was you who took me from the womb. You kept me safe on my mother's breast. On you I was cast from my birth. And since my mother bore me, you have been my God. Do not be far from me, for trouble is near, and there is no one to help.
There is not one of us here tonight who hasn't struggled with wanting more hope or healing in our lives. There is a place in our hearts where we wish there were more hope. This is because we have all experienced loss, because loss is simply a part of life. It is a difficult part of life. Some losses come on gradually, and others hit like a ton of bricks. There are all types of losses. There is loss of possibility. We find out that a young child has special needs that will last a lifetime. We watch an adult child making poor choices. We or someone in our family loses a job. We struggle as financial deals fall apart. We experience the breakup of a relationship or of a marriage. There is loss of health, loss of mobility, loss of peace of mind, loss of time spent getting treatments or recovering from them, loss of ability to do what you used to do, which can feel like a loss of self. There is loss of a loved one, death, a loss that can feel so incredibly final and feels so awful. Then there is true loss of self, the challenge of dying, seeing the end of your own life coming. My guess is that each person here has felt one or more of these losses, or one similar. And so you know the sad truth, which is that loss hurts. Loss hurts. Sometimes it can be a searing pain that seems unbearable. Sometimes it can be an unpredictably sharp pain, unexpected and inconvenient. Sometimes it can be a constant ache that is unrelenting. It is definitely a place of instability. Loss is a darkness in our lives, a darkness that affects us in so many ways. Loss affects us body, mind, and spirit. Body, mind, and spirit. We can feel loss in our bodies. There is no light. It is a darkness like falling into a pit, entirely disorienting. The kind of darkness that we in 21st century America have trouble imagining, unless we are in a national park, in the West, on a cloudy night. You can't see where you are. You can't see where you're going. Darkness is everywhere. Loss can make the air so heavy that moving feels like you are going through wet cement. Eating is a challenge. Food can taste like chalk, You may not want to eat, or you may eat more than usual without even noticing. Sleep is a challenge. You may not be able to fall asleep, or if you do, nightmares come upon you. Sleep is not the escape that you are used to. Loss affects our bodies. We struggle with loss in our minds. Memory and ability to concentrate can also be affected. You aren't yourself, and other people might notice. Time slows down, and then when you don't want it to, speeds up, and you feel you just can't keep up. You may feel all kinds of emotions. Alternatively, sad, angry, irritated, hopeless, or just super sad. You may feel a mixture of all of these things. Above all, you just feel terrible. Loss affects our minds. And then we wrestle with loss in our spirit. Your faith can be shaken, which is quite disorienting and the deepest darkness of all. Perhaps you believe you deserve what you have received, yet you know this really cannot be true. Perhaps you feel God is mad at you. Perhaps you're mad at God. Perhaps you feel that neither one of these things are okay, yet they are both happening. You might ask, as the Israelites did in the book of Exodus while wandering in the wilderness, is the Lord among us or not? Is the Lord among us or not? It feels as if the Lord is not among us, definitely not with you at this time. You wonder, as the psalmist asks, why God has forsaken you. Loss affects our faith. Loss is a state of instability. I sure felt this way after my mother died almost 10 years ago. I felt it in my body, mind, and spirit. My mother had been really ill with Alzheimer's for a long time, and caring for her had all kinds of challenges, and I wasn't even doing most of it. She was a wonderful person, but Alzheimer's made her scared, and Alzheimer's made her angry. Her quality of life was extremely low. I thought I would feel relieved when she died. It's not uncommon, and a way many people feel, after this kind of loss. It's an okay way to feel. Yet when she died, I did not feel relieved. I just felt terrible. I felt really sad. Everything seemed dark to me, even though it was springtime and I love spring. I had trouble concentrating. I couldn't sleep. I was really tired. I just could not get my act together, and sadly, I pride myself on having my act together. I don't like instability. So then I got mad at myself. I stayed home from a bit from work, and when my then teenage daughter came home from school and asked, "Have you been lying in bed all day watching Law and Order?" Which I had been, I was even more upset. And after that day, I started jumping up and making the bed when I heard the door at 2:30. So it looked as if I had been doing something useful. Hiding from a teenager is ridiculous. But there I was. Worse of all, I definitely felt as if God were far away. I knew death was a part of life, but it just felt so terrible. I wondered, why would God want anyone to feel this terrible? My faith was shaken. All I could think about was how bad I felt. And for me, that is what loss is. This is just one example of loss, and it's just one example from my life. But loss gets to my faith, because instead of thinking about God and thinking about others, I just turn into myself, the darkness of being myself. all by myself, sad and tired. Loss hurts. So what can you do during times of grief and loss? How can there be less hurt? What helps? Talking really helps. Talking about your loss and your feelings about your loss to a trusted person helps. Sometimes it can be really short, like, I hurt, or I miss my mother. And sometimes you can start talking and just keep going and going. Talking helps. Talking to someone who understands loss helps even more. Grief and loss really hurt, and you might intellectually know this, but when you're feeling it, you might think, am I losing my mind? You might think that you're overreacting. Having others tell you they have felt the same way, or that this is how grief is, can help. Time helps. Time does not heal all wounds, unfortunately. But time can bring you from a place of constant pain to a place of less pain, perhaps even to a place of good memories. Praying helps. Lament prayer is a tradition across the ages. From the Old Testament, we have the story of Job, a good and faithful man who loses everything, his wealth, his family, his health. He, the righteous sufferer, cries out to God, I loathe my life. I will give free utterance to my complaint. I will speak in the bitterness of my soul. And then, of course, Jesus, God incarnate, who took on human flesh and fully experienced human emotion. He also felt very acutely the despair each one of us can feel. Even Jesus lamented. He himself said the words of Psalm 22, my God, why have you forsaken me? He said these words when he was on the cross. I think it is clear that God actually encourages us to lament when we are in times of loss. Talking, praying, time, these can all help us in times of loss. And this happened to me. My mother loved Christmas, and I used to be very sad during this time of year because I miss my mother. But now it's nice to remember her singing the Messiah and going absolutely crazy over decorations. That was my mother. All of these things can help, but as Christians we know the ultimate source of help, of hope, of healing, is God's gift to us in his Son, Jesus Christ. In the words of the prophet Isaiah, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. Those who lived in a land of deep darkness, on them light has shined. For a child has been born for us, a son given to us. Authority rests upon his shoulders, and he is named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. You all know this to be true because you are here. You are here in this place, or you have been in places like it, where we are reminded week after week, in sermons that we hear, in songs we sing, in communion we share, that Isaiah is right. Even though grief and loss make it difficult to see and to feel the presence of our mighty God and everlasting Father, God is there. God is with my mother in a great place where the pain of Alzheimer's does not exist. As the Gospel of John reminds us, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Emmanuel, God with us, is our ultimate source of hope and healing. If you are feeling that the light is far away, like you are in that national park on a cloudy night with no light, You can't see where you're going. You not only can't see the light, you think you may never see it. I encourage you to heed the words of the scholar Teilhard de Chardin, who said, "Trust in the slow work of God." This is all of what he said. Above all, trust in the slow work of God. We are quite naturally impatient in everything. And yet, it is the law of all progress that it is made by passing through some stages of instability, and that it may take a very long time. You must trust in the slow work of God. So I remind you, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. The light shines for each one of you. I invite you to join me as you feel led in lighting a small flame to symbolize the light of the Christ child present in each one of us. I also invite you to a time of prayer. We have caring ministers and Stephen ministers here at the Kneelers who will pray with you, or you're welcome to pray silently at your seat. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overcome it. Amen.